This is your classic. It's breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and we've had a bit of rain this week so far, and it doesn't seem to be easing up too much on the weekend. But that's not so much a bad thing. Get the fish out and moving with the water. I'm joined this morning by Leon from Boats and Bikes Port Pirie. How are you this morning, Leon?
Awesome, thank you, Jordan. I like this little bit of rain. I think that we always complain that we don't get enough. I feel sorry for the guys that have been cutting hay, but I think somewhere over the eastern side of the range, it's not too bad still for them, so they'll get good crops out of this. And but it is good, and fish like to come up and have a bit of a drink. I mean, you imagine swimming around in the water with salty taste on your palate all the time. It'd be nice to have some fresh water.
Something fresh coming down from the sky for you, exactly.
Absolutely. So today I wanted to talk to you. I've been having some conversations during the week in regards to kingfish. Now, you know, we've talked in the last couple of weeks in regards to there's a few kingfish floating around, you know, from the Port Davis area right through to Port Augusta. So it's a migratory thing with kingfish. They swim a long distance, but, you know, they're up here breeding and all that sort of stuff. But I think it pays to be vigilant when you're actually catching fish. If you get a fish that you do catch during this period that are quite large in size and all that sort of stuff, be careful that they're not carrying roe, because we want that stock to continue to be a part of it. I think kingfish rate as number one fish as far as like a competition fish to catch, you know, better than barramundi and all that sort of stuff. So we want to have them around the place. So be vigilant when you're catching them. The cooler weather that we've had this week is sort of seeing that if you were to go a little bit further south from Port Davis boat ramp, you'd still find your King George whiting out there because the water is still cold. So not so much around the Port Pirie area. You'll find some salmon, trout and all that sort of stuff, and some sprinkling leftovers of our snook. So you should be able to get a few of those. Now, snook, as we've told you in the past, are great for smoking. So, and I don't want to hear any, you know, jokes about rolling them in the papers and getting them lit. That's not what it's all about.
How did you know that's where my mind went?
That was where it was going. But, you know, I think that snook is a species that we sort of need to look at with those, and salmon trout. Absolutely beautiful fish for smoking, and there's quite often a lot in this Gulf. So keep an eye out for those while you're out there. Blue swimmer crabs, you may get a trinkle of those at this moment. They are starting to crawl, but with this colder weather, they might be out just a bit deeper. So look at the Checkerboy area. You should be able to find yourself a feed of new season crabs. And that's about all. I think the weather's going to fine up by Sunday. So if you do the gardening Saturday, out in the boat Sunday and take a kid with you, not a worry.
No worries. Well, Leon, thank you so much for your time again.
All right. Thank you, Jordan.
That's Leon from Boats and Bikes Port Pirie on your Classic It's Breakfast. If you're thinking about getting out fishing this weekend, get the latest information. I'm joined this morning by Brenton from Complete Angler, Moonta and Wallaroo. How are you this morning, Brenton?
Yeah, I'm good.
So what can we expect with fishing this weekend?
Wallaroo from the rocks at Point Riley. There's a big school of salmon on the point, or school of big salmon, I should say. From the point, got a few kingfish around the 7 kilo mark in with them. There's also quite a few squid and gar out there as well, and that's probably why the kings are out there. Reports from the marina have been fairly quiet, but the jetty has plenty of crabs and squid. Tommy's after dark and some big gar at the end, along with a few medium kingfish. Boats from Wallaroo got whiting out deeper on the ballast and channel markers. Crabs were everywhere, pretty much everywhere. Plenty of squid and gar over Riley Way, and salmon are still tucked up behind the reef at Bird Island. Down at Moonta and Port Hughes area, Port Hughes jetty still shut. The Moonta Bay jetty's firing with plenty of squid and crabs. Gar around, and there's a few kingfish busting through them as well, so if you're after a bit of fun, have a go at them. There's Tommies and snook at night, and a few yellowfin whiting in the shallows and from the beaches. Also from the beaches, quite a few people are raking up a feed of crabs, and oddly, there are a few mullet caught from the beach as well. Boats out of Port Hughes found King George whiting in the bay very early and very late in the day for the bay, and better catches out deeper south of the Cape. Plenty of squid and crabs, and they were fairly widespread. A few snook for those trolling paravanes or bib lures. So, yeah, pretty much if people get out and have a fish, they should be able to come home with a feed.
And we're having a bit of, I guess, windy weather today, a bit of rainy weather. Is that going to affect things?
It shouldn't do too much, I think. The weather's been fairly unsettled, which probably got the fish a little bit unsettled. But, you know, like they're finding the yellowfin whiting will bite better on a nice, warm, sunny day compared to the colder days. But they're always there, just feeding better on those warmer days.
Well, the good news is Sunday is expected to be a warm and sunny day, so yep. Hopefully that's good for the fish.
Yes.
No worries. Well, Brenton, thank you so much again for your time this morning.
No worries. Thank you.
That was Brenton from Complete Angler, Moonta and Wallaroo on your Classic It's Breakfast.